driving here, and I don't know where everyone is, you know. And then guys, certain guys went home.
I need Jacob here.
Jacob went home, huh? Here. Okay, let's begin. All right. Okay, first thing I want to just finish up with is I want to finish that up about the definition of the Chacham. The Braisa said, so we said the Rambam, the Tosfos, Rambam, Tosfos, Sukkah said it meant bias mamish. And to this day and age, the Sephardim, Eidus HaMizrach, is very makbid on that. And throughout the week, if you're not in the house where the Chassan and Kala live, they taka don't say the Shabbat brachas. And Rav Amar Shlita had actually mentioned that when he was here a few months ago. He had actually mentioned that Shita. So I want you to know where it comes from. The Rambam, the Tosfos, and the Rambam and the Tosfos say it beferish, okay, that you need bias mamish. And the question is, what's the story with the Rosh, okay? And that's what I wanted to begin with. Because as we said, the B'nai Mizra, B'nai Ashkenazi are not makbid on this, as we know. So, the Rosh makes a comment in Perek Beis, Oschess, and Sukkah, where he starts off saying, like Tosfos, that you can only say the Birkas Chasan and the Beis Chasan, and if they go somewhere else, you don't say Birkas Chasan. So, the Rosh, though, makes a point, which we ended Shir with, is that if the whole entourage goes with the Chasan and Kawa, and they go to that different place, then in a Hanami, you're able to say Birkas Chasanim. And what the Gemara meant to say is that in the Sukkah, you can't say Birkas Chasanim because people are only going to the Sukkah to eat. Then they're coming back in. So you can't say the Birkas Chasanim in the Sukkah because that's not the Iker place of the Simcha. But if they're all packing out to go to that Makam Simcha, even the Rosh says that that is considered to be acceptable. And if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, so that was the last point we mentioned in the Rosh, but we're going to get back to that Rosh in a minute. If you look in the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, I gave it to you, Simon Samach Bey Sif Yud, in Ibn Ezra. He writes, in Yasu Chosim V'Kal Lechol B'Bayis Acher, V'Daitam Lachzor Acher Kach L'Mikoymim, Ein Mevarchen Sham Shiva Brachas, Shiva Brachas. Alim Holich L'Gamri L'Bayis Acher, Chol Acher Kabur Imo V'Nasa Oso Abayis Iker, So he says exactly what we just said, the Mechaber in the tour. If the Chassan and Kala go to eat in a different place, and they're going to come back to the original place, then in the place where you ate, you can't say Sheva Brachas. But if the whole place is packing out, and they're all going with the Chassan and Kala to that place, the Mesameh Chassan and Kala, even though the Chuppah was in a small shul, you say the Sheva Brachas over there, because the whole entourage went there. Okay. What did you say? And they stayed there. So that's good. But that's good, Alach Lamaisa. That's good. Okay. Now, what I want to point out is, Elfi Pshutim Shul Dvar Mitzmashav Mechab in the tour, that you only say the Birkas Chasanim if there's Ein Dait or Lachsulim Koimai. But if there's Dachsul Lachsulim Koimai Lioilom, Ein Mevarchim Birkas Chasanim. If you took it literally, though, Nochem, what I mean to say is as follows, and to get this down, when the whole entourage goes there to that new place, you could say Birkas Chasanim, but that's if they're going to live there, in that place. You understand what I'm saying? The chuppah was in a small shul, and they go to this wedding hall, and they're going to live there for 7 days, in that makom. There's an apartment, yeah, that's what the push of shot. Yeah, for those 7 days, Lomai said, they're going to live there. Okay, the Rush actually says that in the old days, and that's why I had you bring the Russian sukkah, the Russian sukkah says there actually was an imperium, like a bridal home, that they used to put them in the Sheva Brachas. He says, V'nogin mashkenaz she'osin apirion. Again, it's in Pirik Sheni and Sukkah Simin Ches. V'nogin mashkenaz she'osin apirion. L'mosha v'achasin v'kaul v'nikr chuppah. They used to live there for 7 days. So it could be that the Mechaber and Tur are talking about, they all packed out, they went to the place where they actually end up living. Mashma, though, if they're going to go to their home, though, even in the Mechaber and the Tur will say that it's not right to send the Sheva Brachas there. Okay? So here's where the Taz comes along. And the Taz comes along and saves the day in Sifkat and Zion. And he says, you know what? The Kavana of the Rosh and the Tur is their mode that if the Chassan and Kala go to another place, to Mekayim the Sud of the Simcha, even if their Daitim is Akarkat Lachsor Lebetim, nevertheless you say the Bracha. He says, He says like the Ashkenaz. The Ashkenazim follow what the Taz says. What the Rishonim mean to say is if you go out for a little bit, like to the sukkah to eat, and then you're going to come back in, then in the sukkah you can't say Shavah Brachos. But if the Iker Simcha you're doing is in that place, even if they're not going to live in that place, therefore you could say what? You could say Shavah Brachos. Okay? Therefore you could say Shavah Brachos. He says, Iker Simchas Osa Akakach, as long as they're doing it in the Iker Simcha, he says, even if what Lamaisa, they're going to what? Go to their home, that doesn't shtir. Shtir means it doesn't prevent you from saying Shavah Brachos. And therefore the Taz Paskins, and I want you to get to the Beis Shmuel, quotes the Taz of Kanye Gimel, that if you go to a house, any house, to say Shavah Brachos throughout the week, it's fine. And that's our minig like the Taz. Our minig is like the Taz. Again, so notice when the Mechaber and Tursa, you pack out, and they go and they say the Bracha over there, Lamaisa, the Poshup shot is that they're going to live there. No, the Taz doesn't mean that they're going to live there. Even if they're going to go back to their own private apartment, you could say a Shavah Brachos throughout the week wherever you are. Lamaisa, all it meant to say is this rush is that in the case of the sukkah, it's off limits. The sukkah is off limits because they're only spending time in the sukkah to eat. They're not planning to do Iker Simcha there. That's the only thing. And the Taz says, Halacha Lamaisa, this whole discussion that you only say Shavah Brachos maybe by his chasam akal was Bismana Gemara, where they used to have an apartment for them. Like I said, the Imperium, like the Rush says. But nowadays, Lamaisa Bismanenu, where we make the chup in the city, in the street in the city, Lamaisa, the Simcha Yisera is by Schasen and Kal is no more than other houses. It's the same level of Simchas that Taz quotes the Maharami Prague, Bismanenu, we say Birka Shavah Brachos Bechol Makom Shosen Suda. Done deal. That's what I wanted to begin share with this Taz. The Taz saves the day. And therefore, the Taz says that this whole, even though notion of those who shown him that were mocked bias, he wants to say that's only Bismana Gemara, where they used to have a special apartment. Okay, but nowadays the Simcha is the same degree in anyone's home. So therefore, he says we all like the Taz Halacha Lamaisis. That's what we assume. Again, the Svardik Poskim followers show say they're literalists. They say bias minus. But I want you to get to the Minigashka, based on this Taz, we quote from Naram Prague, and he wants to say, even those Rishonim, Lamaisa, even those Rishonim that were Makbid, the Taz wants to say that was Bismana Gemara. So the Taz seems to be saying, even according to those Rishonim that were Makbid in the house, if you all like the Taz, maybe you would say that the Sephardish Poskim don't have the right shot in those Rishonim. You know what I'm saying? The Taz would say even the Svardish and Rishonim would say nowadays you could say what? You could say Shavah Brachos. So I want you to get that Nakuda down. That Taz is saying even the Svardish and Rishonim would say that nowadays you could say the Shavah Brachos. That's the Nakuda I want to bring out from the Taz. Okay, yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
What would the Taz say about the case of the Sukkah, though?
One denies that. That's what the Gemara says, the Chassan's Potter from Sukkah. The reason why the Chassan's Potter from Sukkah is because Lamaisa, he's got to eat outside. But he's going to come back in and do the what? And do the Shavah Brachos.
So where is he going to do the Shavah Brachos?
The Shavah Brachos cannot be done in the sukkah.
Cannot.
And since it cannot be done in the sukkah because you're just eating there. You're not planning to do the simcha, the celebration there. Uh-huh. So therefore, since you're not doing the simcha, it causes potter and ganzen.
So
that's the Lashon HaGemara.
So Bisman is there, let's say someone gets married right after Yom Kippur.
Right.
So Lamaisa, they would.
So nowadays, Lamaisa, anywhere you have it, you say Shavah Brachos, correct?
Meaning even in Sukkah.
Right, even in the Sukkah.
Make the Shavah Brachos in the Sukkah.
Yeah, anywhere you have it, Halacha Lamaisa, correct. Uh-huh. Because again, Chassus Pot from Sukkah, Fishain Simcha, Lebuchupo, but nowadays we do the Simcha anywhere, so you can do the Shavah Brachos. Yeah, no doubt. Okay? So we got that Nakuda? Yes, Ezra.
Is it supposed to be in the house or just in the place you're doing the celebration? The Shavah Brachos.
Nowadays, you mean according
to. No, I'm saying what the Rosh is saying.
The Rosh, you mean according to the Taz's Pshat? According to the Taz's Pshat, the Rosh was saying, B'feirish Lamaisa, that the only time that you say the Shavah Brachos is in a place, Lamaisa, everyone packs out and goes, you can say the Shavah Brachos. Either not going to live there, it doesn't make a difference. The only time that you don't say the Shavah Brachos is in the Sukkah. Because the Sukkah, they're just going to eat there temporarily and then leave. Okay? So the basis of what we do, Bizman is based on the Taz. But I want to bring out the horror is that the Taz felt, even according to the Svardish Rishonim, that was only Bismana Gemara, where they made it a Pirion. They had a Shavah Brachos house, where the couple used to live. And therefore, there was Akbar that had the Shavah Brachos only there and nowhere else. But nowadays, no one does that. So even the Sfardish Rishon would say like that. The Eidur HaMizrach Poskim say not that way. Okay? Fine. The Eidur HaMizrach Poskim say not that Jews are at Bas. Fine. Very good. Okay. So that was the first Mahalach I wanted to get Beferish. Okay. Fine. Let's go back to the Gemara now. So we took it. The Gemara says, Torah Rabbanan, let's see inside. Zayin and Mabes. You have it, Arya? You have the Gemara? You have the Gemara here, on your computer if you don't have it. Torah Rabbanan. Mevarchim Berkas Chassan, Beis Chassan, Rabbi Yudom Raf, Beis Erison, Mevarchim also. Rabbi Yudah says, even in the Beis Erison, they used to say the Bracha. Amar Rabbi Yudah Shonu in the province of Yudah, Neshis Yachidimah, they used to have Yichud. Interesting. They used to have Yichud. So according to Rabbi Yudah, they used to say, Beis Erison, they would say Berkas Chassanim, in the house of the Erison, because they would have Yichud. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Amar Rabbi Yudah Shonu, how did Rabbi Yudah Yudah Shonu, Meshis Yachidimah, Beis Erison, Kedesh Libo Gazbo. So they should become close together. We'll see what that means. Did they have beer or just Yichud? There's Hashem. Kedola, come on. Afikach Mevarchet Berkas Chassanim Eschilo, Desanim Sechas Kala Belo Bracha, Asura Labala Kenida. So you got to have, they're having Yichud, then you got to make sure there's a bracha. Okay, take a look at Taisvus. Rabbi Yudah Omer Afe Beis Eresu Mevarchet Asun Nishim Eshiachet Ima, Ve'amrin and Kala Belo Bracha, Asura Labala Kenida. Hishapam and Bala, Taisvus already says, sometimes he would be bowler. Shalol Hashem Chupa. So since we know that Osim Bracha Mitchila Kedeshet HaKala BeBracha, therefore we do a Bracha first in order that the Kala will be with a Bracha. Okay? Fine. We were Medayik from Rashi yesterday. Shittim Kubetzis was Medayik from Rashi. Lomais and the Ritva that Rashi held also doesn't have to be the Bais Chasson. Because his Bais is Bais Chasson because Shinif Sul Chupim in his Suin. He came to exclude the Sheet that we said, the Sheet of the Kubetzis said of the Rambam and the Tais, it doesn't have to be Beis Chassan. And he also proves it because Rabbi Yudah argues, says, Beis Erison. What does Beis Erison mean? What does Beis Erison mean? Can't mean the house that what? Doesn't mean the house that they did Erison. So the house, Beis Erison is Lav Dafka. So Beis Chassan was also Lav Dafka. Okay? So it's very schwer to say, that's what the Sheet of the Gubetza says, Pshat in Rashi, it's very schwer to say that it means what? Beis Mamish. Beis Erison didn't mean Beis Mamish. Right? If you don't have the Beis Erison, she said, Beis Erison. Beis Erison. Didn't mean the house where Erison was done. So Beis Chassanim doesn't mean the same thing. That was the Echrei HaRashi. It doesn't have to be. You follow me, Eli? There's no reason why you'd have to buy Yishasu Erison that the Birkas Chassan has to do in the buy Yishasu Erison. What's the difference? So obviously Beis Erison is Lav Dafka. Wherever you did the Erison, they would do Birkas Chassanim. So if Beis Erison is Lav Dafka, Beis Chassanim is also Lav Dafka. That's how the Sheet and the Ritva learn up Pshat and Rashi. I want you to get there. Yes, Ezra.
What does this mean by Ufisha Pamim Ba'aleha, Shalol Hashem Chuppah?
Sometimes, we'll get to it, okay? Sometimes it's Baal or literally.
Even
before Chuppah. Yes, before Chuppah, so we want to make sure they have a Brach. We'll get to it, okay? Let's get to it. Yeah. Okay. All right, I want you guys to get this down. We got a lot to see now, okay? What is the story here, and Shimon was asking me, what is the story here, what's going on in Yehuda? Why did they do this? What did they do this for? So the Gemara is setting you base him at Av Kadesh Libo Gospel. Okay, Shkoyach. Well, why'd they do that, Kadesh Libo Gospel? So the Yerushalmi comments here in Perak Aleph Alachay in Ksubis, please get it. You got me, Yaakov? Yeah? Yerushalmi says, Befez, you got me? Yerushalmi says, at the time that Bnei Yaakov wanted to bury their father Yaakov, yes? Who comes along? Esav starts protesting. And saying he doesn't really think that this plot of land is theirs. Chutzav. Makes sense. Esav. Midas Gruos. Right? So the Bavli's Nusach in the Gemara and Sota, I forgot what daf it is. It's in the Agadatas and Sota. That really doesn't pin it down. There's like 20 blot of Agadatas and Sota. I forgot what daf. Linetta, we could track it down. But the Bavli has that Chush Ben Dan. Chush Ben Dan was deaf mute. And he didn't know what Esav was saying, Lamaisa. Right? So what did he do? He took a hatchet and cut his head off. And the Gemara says the head of Esav rolled into the kettle. Right? But the Yerushalmi has a different Gersa. The Yerushalmi says Yehuda got up and killed him. Not Chushim ben Dan. Yehuda got up and killed him. You follow me? And therefore I want to suggest that they became rooted in Esav anti-Semitism. Halacha Esav son is Yaakov, are you? There's a halacha. Usually halacha means we don't know the rhyme and reason, but this is where it started. This is what we want to suggest. This is where it started. The anti-Semitism because Yehuda killed what? Esav. You follow me according to Yushalmi. And therefore there was a rooted at terrible hatred, and therefore later in history, halacha l'maisa, when the Romans were in charge of Yehuda, the province of Yehuda in Eretz Israel, they would force every besula before they got married to have beer with the hegemon to get back at the Jews. And if you look in the Shita Mikubetzis and Yidbeizim and Alf, I didn't give it to you in the Marmakos, but you look it up, I showed Shimon this morning. According to Rabbeinu Yonason, there were Gozer Dafkin Yehuda that the besula had to be with the general, because they knew in Yehuda the Mashiach would come out of Yehuda. Shevet Yehuda, the Mashiach would come out of Yehuda. So therefore, Lamaisa, since they knew that Mimenu Asid Latzis Mashiach is kind of like a punishment, I guess. So they wanted to make sure, Lamaisa, to punish Yehuda. So therefore, based on this background, you follow me? There was a minig to have Yichud the Chassin with his Arusa B'Shas Erusin, because the truth of the matter is, the first approach we're going to suggest is they had Bia. Arya, they literally had Bia during the Erusin. Libo Gaspa means they would have Bia. Why? She no longer would be a Basula, she would be a Ba'ula, and therefore the general wouldn't live with her. You follow the Svara? It was to offset this. Okay? Now the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah there in Daf Yud Beis quoted the Shita B'Kubetzis has a Shita that says they did not have Bia. They only had Yichud. Why? Why only Yichud? Because they wanted to create a scenario where the Chassan and Kal would become closer together. She would fall in love with them even more. And therefore when the general would rape her, we would know for sure it was an onus, it wasn't Baratzim. So I want you to get this. We're starting off the Mahalach. There were two Mahalachim. How to define Libo Gaspa? Did Libo Gaspa mean be a mamish? Or did Libo Gaspa mean just Yichud? And the reason being, if it was Bia to make sure she wasn't a Basula, if it was just Yichud to make sure that if she was raped, it would only be her onus and not Ratzel. Ellie, clear? Okay.
Who was the first and second shot?
Did she? What'd you say?
Who was the first and second shot?
The first shot was Rabbeinu Yonason. The second shot is Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? Very important, based on that Yushalim. Okay.
Second shot is difficult grammatically, though.
Why is that? Libo Gazba? Okay. You can still, they got close together. Doesn't mean they had Bia.
I'm saying that the whole thing is that she will fall more in love with him.
Okay. But it means together. Libo Gazba. I hear you. It's a good point, Daniel. But it means together. Now, let's pin down. Are there any Rishonim that discussed that they had Bia? So I gave you. The Tosis on Tesamid Beis. In the second, my love. If you look in that Tosis on Testament Beis, in the second my love, Tosis writes Beferish that they had Bia. He's just running along and he says it Beferish. Inami came to Mishiachinima Vadai Bala. The Lamuki Inish Anafshe. Guy won't be able to hold himself back. He's having Yichuith or Mistama, they had Bia. So Tosis, get that Mara Malkum down. Tosis Testament Beis, the second my love, because the two my loves on that omen. Okay? And the Yushalmi is Beferish too as well. In that same place, Pirak Avalach, hey, Skinushe Bala Ba'ala Ode Beisavia. The Yushalmi says Beferish that it was Ba'ala. Okay?
Same Yushalmi.
And the Rashba says it Beferish. The Rashba says it Beferish too as well. Okay? Here, right by us on Zion and Beis. So you got the Beferish, Mara Makaimus there, that say Beferish, he had Bia. What'd you say? Aleph Hey. Pirak Aleph Halach Hey in Ksubis. Who's the one who says there was no Bia? We already mentioned the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah that says it was only Yichud. And the truth is, if you look in the Magid Mishnah as well, we're going to get to it, in Perek Yud, Halacha Alef Chasishus, from a Mordechai, also you understood that there was no Bia, there was Yichud. So we've set it up quite closely here now, quite clearly, Lamaisa, what was going on in Yehuda, Lamaisa, and what was the function. Now, I want to take it a step further. So why is it, once we've established this, let's plug in now, what was the function of the Birkas Chasanim, both according to the Shita that they had Bia, both according to the Shita that they had Yichud. Okay? Let's plug it in. What was the function of the Bracha? So the function of the Bracha was either to matter the Bia, if you hold it was Bia, or it was to matter the Yichud. So let's go. According to that Magid Mishnah, The Magen Mishnah writes in Perek Yud Alach Av Chasishus that it's usher for an Arus to have Yichud with its Arusasa. What does Rashi say when we in the Gemara? We didn't get up to in the Gemara. When we get up to it, when Rashi is of Asulanu, he says Yichud. They asked Yichud, right? So if you say there was an Isser Yichud, the reason why Eli they said that Birkas Chasanim first was to matter the Isser Yichud. It was to matter the Isser Yichud. And the reason being, why was there no Yichud after the Bracha? Shkoichi said the Bracha. Why is there no Isser Yichud after the Bracha? So the Beis Meir says in Simen Nun Hey, because Kalabalo Bracha, Asur Labala can eat it. And the Chasan's Asur they have Yichud with his Ishto Nido. So Kodam the Bracha, she's like an Eden. But after the Bracha, there's no Isser Nid anymore. Just Stam, and this is the Rabbanan. He can't have Biyah with her before the Kuppah. But that is the Rabbanan, there was no Isser Yichud. So again, the Lamdis is, according to the Magen Mishnah, that they only had Yichud, the Bracha was said to matter the Isser Yichud. Aye, Kalab lo Bracha, Sur Labala can eat it. But once you say the Bracha, there's a Het to Yichud. Aye, why can't you be Bola? That's a Bezunder Isser. You can't be bowling until the chuppah, but that's not because of kenidit. Bezundra means another. It's a separate isser, Shimon. I'm glad he asked me. It's a separate isser. Okay? It's a separate isser. But lamaisa, there's no isser yichud once you have the bracha. That's the lomdus of this mahalak. I just want to point out lamaisa, it's against the Rashi. It's against that Rashi, because Rashi says, even when he said birkas chazanim, Kol's man, you don't have chuppah, there's an issa yichud. So let's get that down. Okay? But the first malach is that if you hold, they only had yichud, the bracha matters this or yichud. Can't have beer till the chuppah. It's against Rashi. Rashi says there's still an issa yichud till the chuppah. Okay. It's interesting, though. According to this malach, I was thinking, if you look in the Ramah and Simen Nun Hey, in Sif Aleph, Paskins, that there's an issa yichud with an arusa with her husband, but once you said birkas chasanim, it's mutter b'yichud. So the Ramah says it's mutter, like we just said. And what's the makor? The Magen Mishnah b'shem the Mordechai. And the Vilna Gaon says in Sifkat and Gimel, because the minig was they only had yichud and yehud, they didn't have bia. So obviously the bracha matters a yichud, and that's the lomdis, and that's the lomdis smuchah from our sugi. If you learn like this mahalak, and that's what the Ramah says. And Arusa is a surah with her husband, unless they had a bracha. They had a bracha, it's mutter. Okay? The Gaon says that's the mahal. Because if you hold like Taisa that they had bia, then you have no mocker. That they're the bracha matters in this yichud. Because they had bia. Right? If they had bia. So the bracha matter the bia. We're looking for a mocker, the bracha matters in this yichud. So if you hold in Yehuda, they only had yichud, there's your mocker, Ellie. You follow me? That's the mahalach. So that's the first mahalach. If you take that approach in the Rishonim, that in Yehuda they only had Yichud, so the Bracha matted the Yichud, and that's the Ramah's marker, and that's what Lamaisa the Gaon says, is Pshat is that they didn't Yehuda. Okay, well, let's go with the other Shittas. The other Mahalach is if they actually had Bia. What happens if they actually had Bia Yaakov? What is the Bracha matter? What do you say? Let's get it down, guys. Taisus and the Rashba say, both say Yichud should be Yehuda. They had beard. Rashba says they had beard too as well. As we said, here in Daf Zayin. Tyson, Tesson, Bez, and Rashba said they had beard. So I don't understand here. How is the bracha matter beard? Isn't it also have beard till you bring her in the chuppah? So you must say it's not true. The Shita Mugubetza says, B'shem, Chuvah Zagoyinim. No. It says, Kalab lo bracha. But once you've said the bracha, you can be bowler. You got it? Kalab lo bracha, you can be bowler. Once you're bowler, that's it. I'm sorry, once you say the bracha, you can be bowler. Kalab lo bracha, sur labala can eat it. But if you say the bracha, you can be bowler. And that's what they did. That's what the Shittim Gubet says, Vashem, the Chuvah Zagonim. Please get it. Taisa, the Rashba, the Chuvah Zagonim says they did it. Now, Daniel asked me, he said, Rebbe, so Eli got me, so that they later. Even though they said the Birkas Chasanim in the Beis Erison, they later did a chuppah. You're right, they did a chuppah. They invited the whole community. What's the function of that chuppah? You already had bia, Daniel said. You know what the answer is? Dinim Omanus. If he's a Kohen, he can be metamater if she dies. Dinim Omanus. He is Yorisher. All those dinim come into play with that public chuppah. Okay? But the bottom line is that the bracha matter the bia. Okay?
Who says this?
This is according to Tyson the Rashba. That's what you have to say. She Shidibubet says according to the what? The Chuvah Zagoyim. So that's the smile. It's very difficult, though. The Beis Meir in Siman Nun Hei says the truth is that what does it say in the Nusach of Birkas Eirusin? Asur Lanu Tzarusos. Mashma, you're always asked to be baller until the chuppah. And the truth is, many poskim say like this, as I said, Chuvas Maimonios says in Ishu Sumi Niches, Agos Mordechai, Kedushin Sumin Tov Kuf Mem Hei. Everyone points out the Chalkas Machokik on the side of the page, Shulchan Aruch, Sumin Nun Hei Sifkot Beis, the Beis Shmuel there in Sumin Hei Sifkot Nav, they all say you can't baller until the chuppah. The Rishonim, the poskim, they all say it's Asur. Even if you said Birkas Chasanim. Kalab lo brocha, asuru lo baila can eat it, is lav dafka brocha, means chuppah, you need a chuppah. So lamaisa, the only reason why we're the minig is to make a brocha, b'shas the suman, we say shaninu below brocha. The ikr is kalab lo chuppah, asuru lo baila can eat it. It's not brocha. There's no way this approach is very difficult. The Rishonim, most of the Rishonim posts do not accept this, that brocha should matter be it. There's just no way. There's just no way, halacha lamaisa, that should matter be it. Okay? So it's very, very what? Very difficult, halacha l'maisa. Okay? Very difficult.
Who said that?
This the Beis Meir points out that it's against most of the poskim. Against most of the Rishonim, the poskim. Very hard to say the bracha matters the beer. Okay? Bracha b'lo chuppah, ain't a matters beer. Chuppah without bracha matters the beer. So l'maisa, we have this what we have this approach, two approaches. The second approach is very, very difficult. We'll get to you in a moment, Daniel. I just want to point out, though, what does the bracha help Yehuda? You follow me? If it's still usher to have bia with her until the chuppah, what are you gaining? What are you gaining? You follow me? What are you gaining? If we don't accept the second, what'd you say? Libo gospel, you're right, but it may matter yichud, you're saying.
Yeah.
But we don't allow via until the chuppah.
Right.
So the push-up shot is that lamaisa, the yichud, maybe you could say a little bit more lamaisa. Maybe you could say a little bit more. That the yichud in Yudah was a yichud l'shem nesuin. You follow me? So lamaisa, maybe you could say halacha lamaisa, in other words, in Rashi and Tosfos,
then according to the Rambam, they're married legamri, and you don't even need to have another chuppah.
No, but I'm saying if you don't allow this approach that bracha matters be it, right? You don't allow this approach that bracha matters be it. Bracha matter the yichud, you want to say, right?
Yeah.
But lamaisa, it is possible that you could suggest that lamaisa, okay, it did do something, but what bothers me is that it's against the din. The din is that, you know, it's not right.
Yeah.
So why'd they do it at the end of the day? You follow me? Let's go with the approach of the bracha matar the yichud. But it's still wrong, no?
Why is it wrong if it's matar?
What do you say?
If the yichud's matar, then what's wrong with it?
The bracha matar the yichud l'maisa.
What's wrong with it, yeah.
It helps you not be rude, so.
Well, the truth of the matter is that, and this I want you to bring out, that what they did was shalok din. According to the Beis Meir. What they did in Yehuda was shalok din. It's also to have bia with the woman achi chesena l'chuppah. You follow me? It's also l'maisa. You hear what I'm saying? You're saying good, Daniel. According to the first approach, if Yehud matter the Yehud, that's fine. Matter the Yehud. But according to the second approach, which the Rishonim, Rav Rishonim, the Post don't accept, what is the pshat in the second approach? They did something wrong, no?
Not if it was matter.
So that's what he want. That's what he wants to say. It's hard to believe the bracha matters to be it. We don't hold like that second approach. So Shimon, what you have to say is similar to Beis Meir says they did shalok din. They were wrong. You're really not supposed to have bia till chuppah. And the Rishonim that said they had bia, they did wrong. The Chachamim knew they were going to do it though. So they wanted to weaken the Isser. They wanted to make the Isser lighter. So they had a minute to say Birkas Chasanim to save them from Kalab Lo Bracha Asur Lo Baal Kenid. So I want you to get that down. According to the approach, the first approach, which you don't accept that second approach, so if you assume that they had Bia, what's up shot? They did Shalok Adin. That's what you have to say. They did Shalok Adin. Now, I think what Daniel, what you're driving at, what the second approach might say back, it said we really did do shaloka din. We could say they had a kavana l'chuppah, and that's why we said birkas chasanim, and the bia was l'shem nesuin, so it's a chuppah.
If they had kavana l'chuppah, then they just did.
It's like they did an early chuppah, yeah. And the reason why they did the public chuppah later is for the dinim ominous.
Why wouldn't the dinim ominous just be chal now?
L'chura, it's a good point. L'chura, it should be, because they didn't actually do a chuppah l'maisa.
Well, yes, they did. It's
considered to be a chuppah, so in a chanami, maybe they wouldn't need. Maybe according to that, they wouldn't need. It could very well be. Could have Beis Shmuel and Chakos Mechokek say, maybe according to that, l'maisa, you wouldn't need to do what? You wouldn't need to do later, maybe another chuppah. Maybe according to Reb Yudah, in Reb Yudah, lock, stock, and barrel, all things done. Maybe that's what you could say.
So there's no chiddush on what they did.
It is, because they didn't wait for a formal chuppah.
The
yichud was lamaisa chuppah. I don't know if they had kavana for it. We're treating like they had kavana for it. They didn't have necessarily kavana for it. We're treating like they had kavana for it. Maybe that's why you do a chuppah later, to make sure that it was done in kavana for the moment. Maybe. But that's what I want to get. So let's chazer over this so far, okay? They're not going to say the bracha again. They'll just do a chuppah. It'll be a bracha levatal. What's the purpose, like we say there? Saying without Shem Hashem? So let's chazer over it again. Again, in review, in Yehuda, what did they do, Eli? Two approach in Rishon. Yichud or Bia. Machlaikis. Okay? Big machlaikis. Now, if you hold they did Yichud, the bracha matad Yichud. If you hold the Bia, the bracha matad the Bia. We don't accept that second approach. Bracha matad is the Bia. You should have Bia to chuppah. So what are you gaining? So maybe that didn't anyway. They did is wrong. Or you could say, well, maybe even though they didn't have kavana for chuppah, we'd call it a chuppah. And maybe according to that, they didn't do a chuppah later.
Why is it not good enough to say that they did it in order that she could spend time with him and not do a ratzon with the hegmon?
Right, but what I'm saying is that the bracha, what is the bracha matter? You know what I mean? So the bracha's mattering be it? Shouldn't matter be it to chuppah?
If Ma just heard it be with...
Yeah, but why do you need to say the bracha? Just do without the bracha. The bracha's got to be mattering something here. It's either mattering the yichud or mattering the bia. It's mattering the bia, it's very difficult to say.
As in, maybe they're not having, you're saying...
So the two approach, the two sheets is what they did.
Right.
So depending on what they did, you plug in what the bracha mattered. So I'm saying if they had bia, the bracha mattered the bia, it's very difficult. You can't have bia to chuppah. So you want to say, oh, they were going to do it anyway, so they wanted to matter and make the issue worse. Or they didn't have to come on a chuppah, we say it's a chuppah. According to that, they didn't have to do a chuppah afterwards. Okay? The poshup shot is they did a chuppah afterwards for the dinim ominous to kick in. That's the poshup shot. For the dinim ominous to kick in. That's why they did the what? That's probably why they did the bracha. They did the bracha. But this is the machloikis lemaisa that I want you to get here. Lemaisa, very important in the shita of what? In the shita of Yehuda, what did they do? Okay? Poshup shot is lemaisa is that another reason why according to the first approach is more mistaber because mistaber they did a chuppah later, you know what I mean? If in Yehuda all they did was yichud, then obviously they did a chuppah later. You follow me? If they did bia already, what are they doing a chuppah for again? You know what I mean? Unless they said they had no kavana for the dinim ominous, but it's a little bit shvir to say that. So I'm saying the pashtus is like the Rov Rishonim that accepted that in Yehuda they only did yichud and not the bia. But I want you to get it down. It's a very big machloikus in the Rishonim, and based on that, you can plug in what the bracha matters. Okay, one more nakuda I want to get on this in Reb Yehuda, in the province of Yehuda, and that is that lemaisa. Why is it that there was a need to say the Birkas Chasanim in Yehuda b'shas the base erison? Why couldn't they just do right before the yichud? You follow me? So the Shita Megubetzes asked such a kasha. Why couldn't they just wait until Shas before they did the Yichud? Chazanish asked the Kasha too as well. So the Teretz is, Bepashtis, the Teretz is that, yeah, the Shittu B'Gubetzis, yeah, and also the Poshup Shad. I mean, that's the Poshup Shad only in Reb Yehuda, Tosha Dimaskar Reb Yehuda that we read in Shir. What is Tosha saying? Tosha is saying that what? Pum and Baal Lel Hashem Kamenet, sometimes they have Bia. Shalol Hashem Chuppah. There it is, Dani, without the Kavanah. So therefore, we're afraid that if they have, maybe they're going to have Yichud before the Yichud that was before Kodem HaChuppah. Shem Yisyachtu Kodem Osu Yichud Shenogel Yachtu Kodem HaChuppah. When did they do the Yichud? When did they do the Yichud? Right before what? Again, Nachama. The Gemara says in Yudbeis and Manaf, the Yichud that was done to Miachin and Yehuda was Sha'ach Askor Machopet. It's a Gemara. Let's get it down. The Gemara in Yudbeis and Manaf says that the Yichud that they used to do was Sha'ach Askor Machopet. So why are they saying the bracha? Because Chasanim Shas Erusin, the catch is the Shikun Gebetzes. The Yichud was done right before. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because they knew they were going to do Yichud right before the Chuppah. So they said, let's do a Yichud much earlier too. A Nacha Yichud. We'll do a Nacha Yichud in Yehudim. So if they do Nacha Yichud, we're afraid that's going to happen. So we want to make sure there's a bracha already been said in the very beginning, Bebeis Erusin. So Nachama, let's say it again. Again, in Yudbeis of an Aleph, the Gemara says black on white, that they did the Yichud in Yehuda Shach Askonim Chuppah. Shach Askonim Chuppah, that's a Gemara. So why are you saying the bracha of Birkas Chanan Beis Erusin? Nachama, you follow me? Say it, Lomaisa, right then. Before they do the Yichud Konim Chuppah, the Teretz is because the minig in Yehuda was to do that Yichud, they knew it. So they're going to do other Yichuds earlier. So we know that might happen, so we want to ensure that the bracha has already been cited. So we said the bracha at the very beginning of the timeline, the Beis Erus.
Why would they do other ones?
Because they know this, that they're more, you know, they're more lax. So since they know they're more lax, then, you know, the people take an opportunity. It's Kal Beinayin, and they might come to do Yichud again. So we want to make sure the bracha is there to make sure it's done halacha l'maaseh. Okay? You got it, Chlor? Teaching. This is the teaching. Forget about the snow. All right? Okay, go ahead. Let's go weiter, Gemara. Let's see in the Gemara. Tani Edith. Who wants to read? Shim, you want to read? Tani Edith. Let's see the Gemara inside, guys. Ari, do you have a Gemara? You want to borrow my Gemara? You got it on the computer?
No, but
I want, you got to see inside. Torah Shabbat Peh. You're writing your notes?
Yeah.
Tani Edith. But I know it's good to see inside. You got to see. Oh, it's just come on, keep. Go ahead, Shim. I'll bring you the Gemara. Go ahead, Shim.
Tani Edith.
Thank you. I want you to look inside. Inavinik. In Yiddish, inside, it's Inavinik. Inavinik. Sounds like inside, but it's inavinik. Inavinik. Go ahead. Excellent. Go ahead. Beautiful. Go ahead.
So Rabbi and Rabbi, the sons of Ada, they said the name of Yehuda is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, who shaked the mitzvahs and he commanded us regarding the rayos. And he was ma'asi the Russos, and he was matir the Nisuos through chuppah and kiddushin.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Rav Acha braid the Rav Messiah, but mashmid Rav Yehuda, Baruch Ata Hashem, mekadish Yisrael the chuppah and kiddushin.
Excellent. So there was a psiche and a chasim. Yeah. Psiche means start Baruch Ata Hashem and ends with Baruch Ata Hashem. Go ahead.
So madlo chasim.
There were shittas that didn't make a chasimah. Right, the first sheet is like Birkas Aperis, Pre-Pre-Eitz doesn't have a Chasima. Right, Birkas Amitzis doesn't have Alululuv, Amtilis Luluv. Go ahead. And the one who had a Chasima, it's similar to Kiddush. That, where does that come from? That's bizarre. What's the shot in the Gemara that's similar to Kiddush? Right, so again, the Mesadar Kiddush is the first bracha, then he says Pre-Pre-Gov, and then he says this bracha. It says two brachas. So there's a Machloikis in the Gemara whether there was a Chasima. You got me, Yaakov? 2 days in the Gemara was there a chasim. Let's see Rashi. Go ahead. Vasulan Sarusos. Now I want you to get down in your notes. Let's say we don't allow a single woman to go to the mikveh. Why would she be going to mikveh? Would she's living with men? Of course not. The only single woman we allow to go to mikvah is a kala, right before she gets married, correct? But I want you to say, let's say theoretically a single woman is, all single women that are not married are nidus, because they haven't gone to mikvah, yes? Let's say a single woman did go to mikvah, or she went bathed in the ocean or something. Say she went to mikvah. Let's say you're going out with a single girl that went to mikvah. Is it mutter to have yichud with her? No. When it says pnuya, I mean, it means a pnuya, even if she's not a nidus. You follow me? That's very important to point out. Okay, I want you to get that. Let's say a guy's going out with a girl and she went to mikveh. It was crazy. I don't know why she went to mikveh, but she went to mikveh. Okay? There's still an issur to have yichud with because she's a pnuya. You're not married to her yet. You weren't makadosh her. Yaakov, you got that? That's what it means pnuya. That's what it means pnuya. Okay. Go ahead. Va'af what? Oh, the arus is not mutra achi kanes l'chupa ube bracha. Can it preach you? Excellent. Right, so there's a very important point. So three points we're pointing out in Rashi. Number one, the first point was the penuya, even if she was not a needed. Number two, what does Rashi say? Let's get it down. For an arus is a guy's mekadesh a woman. 12 months later, he has nesuah. What has these ballers a rusa? Is he over and he said the rabbanis to the raisa? What do you say? Rashi says black on white means the rabban. Get it down. This is amazing, guys. The Rambam says the same thing. Perik Yud Alach Aleph. No, in Uchosishus. He says, Beferish, that an Arusa, they can't wait. An Arusa, they can't wait. And he's bowler before the Nisun, he's over in Isidro Bonin. Arusa, Asura, Labalam, and Dibbe Sofram. Beferish and Narama, Perik Yud Alach Aleph. Rashi and Narambam say the Rabbanim. Okay? Rashi adds on, oh, do we ever say a bracha on an Isidro, on the Rabbanim din? Yes or no? Yes. What's the makor? Chanukah. How do you say a bracha on Chanukah? Chanukah is the Rabbanan. Eichen Sivanu. The Gemara asks this in Shabbos. Kuf Gimel and Manav. The Gemara gives two tirutzim. Rav Avia says lo tasur, and Rav Nachman says she'el avicha liagechas akeni ayom ulach. Those are the makor of the Rabbanans. She'el avicha zekenech ayom ulach. They'll tell you the history. The two makaris. Kuf Gimel and Manav in Shabbos. Okay. So you see, Beferish is another Kiddush in Rashi. Rashi was bothered by it. Now, I would have been machalic a little bit. I would have said near Chanukah is a mitzvah. It's not an Isser. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You're saying a brach on an Isser here. It's an Isser, basically. Rashi is. We're going to talk about that. Rashi does talk about it. I'm just saying, Menei Obey and Rashi. Rashi sends you to Chanukah. Chanukah was a mitzvah, though. You know what I mean? You see that Rashi held all the Rabbanim. It didn't make a difference to Rashi that one's a mitzvah, one's an Isser. As long as there's a brach on the Rabbanim, that's fine. Okay. That's the second Nakuda. The third Nakuda I want to mention on this Rashi is that there's a Shita in Rishon, famous, and I heard this many, many years ago from our Rav Agon Rodenzweig Shlitin, from the Rashba, B'Shem the Rav, and I showed Daniel this morning, and I gave it to you inside, the Rashba. The Rashba here in Zion Amid Beis, collector's item, quotes the Ravid. And he says, if you're an Arusa, you live with it, you're Arusa, you couldn't wait till Chuppah, you're over at Isser D'Araisa. Wow. That's a big, big Kiddush. Whoa. Scary, no? I'm reading from the middle of the Moskva, Aslanas Arusos.
Why wouldn't it?
D'Araisa, I mean, you're a Makadisher, she's your wife.
But you're
you didn't have Chuppah yet, but still, and Isser D'Araisa, Ravitz Alpirs, the Chuppah D'Araisa, can I mean, Berg Naram Rasparta.
But you don't have a status of.
I understand. You do. She's ushered everyone else. To say that it's an Issa D'Araisa,
isn't it a two-step process, though?
I understand, but you might say Midrabanan we ask her, but to say Midrabanan, in fact, the Shiti Yeshana, I was telling Daniel, please get this down. The Shiti Yeshana says a little bit like you're saying, Yaakov. The Shiti Gubet is called the Shiti Yeshana that says she's like an Eish Ashish. Why is a husband allowed to live with his wife? She's an Eish Ashish. But the Torah Matar is an Eish Ashish after Nisuin. But if you didn't have Nisuin, she's like an Ashish. Of who? A straw man. Like you're right. She's usher and everyone in the world, maybe including yourself. But Nisuin matters her. And until you have Nisuin, there's an Issa D'Araisa. It's amazing. Kiddush. Collect.
Is Issa D'Araisa coming from the fact that
Asurul Kuli Alma Kaktish, you're part of the Kuli Alma. Yeah. When you're Makadish, Asurul Kuli Alma Kaktish.
It's coming from the Derabana, though.
No, it's a D'Araisa.
I'm saying it's an Issa D'Araisa, but it's coming from the Derabana.
No, it's not. According to Rashba, it's D'Araisa purely. The Issa D'Araisa live with your Arusa before what? Before because Mamish, it flows from the Issa. Amazing. This amazing writing. I wanted to say based on this, this is the marker of the Pre-Kaddish. Let's get it down. Tysus, the first Tysus in Arvei Pesachim says, quote to Yerushalmi, that if you can't wait on Erev Pesach, a guy couldn't wait to the Shmur Matzah. He loves Shmur Matzah so much, he's just chomping out at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You couldn't wait for the Seder, and you did an Isser. So most posts would say it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. You know, the Pre-Chodesh is the only acronym that says Isser D'Araisa, Ezra. Pre-Chodesh says Isser D'Araisa, eat Shmur Matzah, Lamaisa. How would it be Nisa the Arisa? Because you know what the Yushalmi says it's tantamount to? Eating Shmurim out in her breast? Being bol arusasa bebeis chomov. Being bol your arus in your father-in-law's house. You couldn't wait for the chuppah? Your bowler in his house? And what do most poskim say that is if you do that? And it's a drobona, Rashi Rambam. But who holds it's the Arisa? The Raivin. So the Prechadish learns like the Raivin. That was the Chiddush we wanted to suggest. The Prechadish church took that comparison literally. And he learned like the Raivin, and he said that it was an issue of the Arisa.
There's Prechadish
in the Yovos Pesach.
In the beginning?
Yeah, in the beginning. Be'er of Pesach. I forgot the marker, Lombais. Okay? To find the marker for you. But that's the Chiddush. It's an amazing thing, no? The Rashba says he never heard of such a thing. Chup is the Arisa, but what is Chup the Arisa for? For the Dinimominis, the Yerusha, Latamala, Hafren, the Dorea. If she's Mizana, she gets what? Nisu gets Chenek. If she's an Naram Rasa, she gets Skila. Only Naram Rasa. But he says, Lamaisa, once you're Makadish or Kesef or Star, or even Bia, the Isser be baller again, Chup is only the Rabbanon. Hard to imagine. Rash was Chaylikala. But I want you to get the ride in the Shiti Yishonim. This is the Chiddush here we want to bring out. Lamaisa. This is the Chiddush we want to bring out. Okay, let's see Vaiter and the Rashis now. Please get that. Vaiter and Rashis, go ahead. Excellent. I got a kasha on this. The Taz. The Taz frekt the kasha. In Simon Lamadal, Sifkot and Bez and Ivan Ezer. When were Nesuas ever usher? What do you mean hit the Lanus on Nesuas? When was a Nesu ever usher? When was she usher? Before, you're right, but she wasn't a Nesua. Nesua never was usher. She was always, she became a new status. She's mutter now to you. You hear what I'm saying? She was the stage before usher, but that's when she was in Arusa. Then she becomes a Nesua. What do you mean hit the on Nesuos? But what I'm saying is, Lamaisa, Maishna het the Nesuos, Mishardra Shalasa Torah. You don't ask, you don't, we don't say brachos on things are never usher. But Lamaisa, a pure Nesua, that's what the Taz is bothered by. A pure Nesua never was usher. Maybe that's where you got to read it, but the Taz didn't like that. The Taz is asking Lamaisa, where is there Nesu you ever had a matter? We never say a brocha and davar shalom neser mi'olam. So the Chassam Sofer says, well, you know what? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us at Har Sinai, what did he tell us at Har Sinai? Al tikshu el isha. He asked her Nesuas. They were married. He told the couples that were married, they can't live together. 3 days, shloshim yakbol. Then after the Torah is given, what does Hashem say? Leichem or lem shuvu lechem lo aleichem. There's a heter biyah. So at that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matir nesuas b'chupa v'kiddushin. Right? Maisa, that's what he wants to tie him in. Because Kodem HaAntera, there was no concept of kiddushin. He had to re-mekadosh them again. So that was like a nesuah he wants to tie him. That's the first Torah to the Chassam Sofer. Second Torah to the Chassam Sofer.
Taz doesn't give an answer.
What'd you say?
Is it the Kasha of the Taz or the
Chassam? Yeah, the Taz. Taz is the Kasha. Yeah, the Taz is the Kasha. Yeah? Taz asked the Kasha. Now, it could be, Lamaisa, it could be the Taz. Taz asked the Kasha, gives his own terrors. We'll get to that. Let's do the Chassam Sofer, though. The Chassam Sofer says that there's a big machlokes in Rishonim between the Ritva and the Rabban. Let's get it down. Does Nesuin work before Kedushin? Remember we mentioned this machlokes? Ritva and Rabban. Does Nesuin work before Kedushin? We actually do the Bedekin before Kedushin. Now, Rav Shechter said, even if you hold it works, it's only chal when the Kedushin happens. If the guy dies after the Bedekin, she's not a widow. It clicks in when the Kedushin comes. Can you do invert the Mishnah Melech quotes of Machlegis, Ritva Ramban, can you do Nisuin out of order? In Pirik Yud Alocha Beis. So it could be that we mentioned the Bracha Yitlanas and Nisuas Ayideh Chuppa V'Kedushin, that even if the Chuppa comes before the Kedushin, she's Muteris. That's Yitlanas and Nisuas. That Ayideh Chuppa V'Kedushin, even if the Chuppa is before, Lamais, it's good. Also, when we discuss the Nisuchah Bracha, we'll get more into that. That really doesn't answer the Kasha fully, but that's what he wants to Yitlanas and Nisuas Ayideh Chuppa V'Kedushin. But the Taz basically says is that the Iker Brach is to thank Hashem that we are not mitzdar in Isra Arayas. Who is mitzdar in Isra Arayas? The Dor HaMidbar, remember? The Dor HaMidbar says, Vishnu Moshe Zan Bochel Mishpachoysev. Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph says they were crying in Isra Arayas. We don't have that. We don't have that Yetzirah anymore on relatives. So Memele, we're Smech Hamod HaKadosh Baruch on these Yisurim. We're not mitzdar anymore on the fact that the Torah Akashli Tira Torah and the Suel of the Hekman Kupi Kedushin. We have no problem that the only reason in the Suez Mut is Chuppah the Kedushin. Other Arises, we don't care about that. The Mises, that's why we're praising Hashem. So, okay. It's interesting that phrase, Itzalan Asnus, but you're saying good, Shimon and Yaakov, that really you could just say she become a Nesu and now it's Mutter. But nonetheless, that's a Taz. The Taz is Losh. Okay. Bite or not? Go ahead and Rashi. Excellent. I think he's. Why do you think he said that one? Because that's the top of the rung. Because I pay this. If you have a chip, potato chip and an orange in front of you, which one do you say first? The orange. So that's why he says very praise, I think. Daikonis Barashi. Go ahead, Birkas HaMitzvah. There's no interruption in the middle. So you don't. There's no. Now I want you to get this. There's no two themes. If there's two themes in a bracha, you have to end up with a chasima because you moved away from the first theme. If there's all one theme, then you don't need a chasima.
But doesn't the chuppah and kiddushin?
Yes, that's all one theme. We'll discuss it. We'll discuss with him here. We'll discuss it. Could be one theme, but it could be two. What? Kid Amar, go ahead. Birkas HaMitzvahs. No, the whole reason for this is to thank Hashem. So this is also thanking Hashem. So it's all one bracha. So the male doesn't need a chasimit. You're thanking Hashem for the whole deal of marriage. So therefore, there's no need to have a chasimit. It's only one thing.
According to Gemara, what's the nachman between a berachah shavuodah and a berachah samitzvah?
No. So lemaisa, what he means to say is, Daniel, is that there are different categories of brachas, but there's no doubt. This is what I wanted to say. This is what I wanted to bring out. I want you to get this down. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Perak Aleph Olachav Hilchos Brachas, how does the Rambam describe Birkas HaMitzvahs? He compares it to Birkas Nenin. What is Birkas Nenin? What is Birkas Nenin? It matters this or Me'ilim. You can't eat or drink before a bracha. There's an Isser of Me'ilim Gezel. So the bracha matters the Isser. So the Rambam wants to say on a philosophical level, the Rambam is saying the same thing. Birkas HaMitzvah matters you to do a mitzvah. It's a chutzpah to go ahead and shake a lulav before saying a brach. What is it? Batting practice? Batting practice, right? Come on, say a brach and the kaddish that. The bracha matters you to do the mitzvah. So I want you to get that down. The Rambam seems to be a little different than Rashi. Rashi's just saying that because the mitzvah is like a shevach lo Hashem. It's a different category. You're right, Daniel. Maybe the Rashi would disagree with the categorization of the avodah yesterday of four brachas. You know, maybe. There's still a difference according to Rashi, because Rashi will say Birkas HaMitzvah have to be overlast just and Birkas HaMitzvah will not. He just sings the same genre. But I want you to note in your notes that's against the Rambam, because the Rambam clearly writes Birkas HaMitzvah is not just Shtam Shevach, it's a Matir. Rashi describes it, it's all one thing. So the first sheet in the Gemara said it's all one thing, so therefore you don't need a chesimah. The second sheet in the Gemara says no, says that you need a chesimah. Go ahead. Why do you need a chesimah? Go ahead. Excellent. What does that mean?
Comparing it to Kiddush, since it's like...
Since there's Kiddusha,
it's called Kiddush.
And in Kiddush there's two themes. What are the two themes? Kiyom Tchilim Mikroi Kodesh, right? Zeichel Etzias Mitzrayim. Right, I think that's what he means when he says that, no? Ki yom tchilu mikroi kodesh, no? That's talking about a different theme, right? Zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim, there's a lot of different themes that are mentioned there in Kiddush, if you think about it. You have the, let me get the Siddur, Lamais. If you look in Kiddush on Friday night, there's a lot of different themes, and ki yom tchilu mikroi kodesh, what is the yom tchilu mikroi kodesh? I guess it was the first day of Kiddush in the world, no? Shabbos. Is that what it means? We say it every Friday night. We should know what it means. I'm asking on myself. What does it mean? Here it says, No, I think that's it. Zeichel, it's Mitzvah Srayim. You start talking about Mitzvah Breish, you start talking about it became the first day that's Kaddish, talk about Yitzhak Mitzrayim. There's a lot of different themes here. Talk as being the Amanifkar, Kivana Bukharta, Kiyotana Kidash, there's a bunch of themes. So Rashi's saying that just like Kiddush has a bunch of themes, right? So also what? So also what? How do you fill in the blank, guys? What does Mini Dehavia Kiddush mean? Anytime you say Kiddush, therefore what? Anytime Kiddush is mentioned, so since Kiddush has a psich and a chasima, so too this Kiddush mentioned in the bracha of what? Erison?
Maybe just there's a lot of different things.
No, but there's Kiddush mentioned in the bracha. Shekshan Tanazal Arazik, Itlazanuas, Idechubi Kiddush, and there's Kiddush also. So is that the comparison? Strange, no? Well, what's going on here?
What's wrong there?
What does the Gemara say? Why do you have a chasima?
A Kiddush.
Like, because like Kiddush.
Right.
What is the connection, Ezra, between Kiddush and Virkus Eris?
They're both a Shekiddush of Sivano, and they have a lot of definitions to it.
Rashi says because of Lashon Kiddushi.
Where?
The Rashi that Shimon just read. Because of Lashon Kiddushi. That's strange, no? Any bracha that touches upon Kiddushi has to have a psich and a chasima?
Yeah, a Shekiddush of Sivano.
That's every bracha. That for sure is not
that. That has also a lot of parts to it. Meaning when he says kivan de b'loshon kedusha he, and mishum diyesh ba hefsek kigon ki hu yom tchila mikrei kodesh. Meaning that it's anything that's a mitzvah that's kadosh something, and then that has a lot of aspects to it.
No, but you just told me something else a second ago. You said any bracha that says asher kidshanu, every bracha says
asher kidshanu. But meaning asher kidshanu is an aspect of kedusha, but it has a lot of aspects to it. Meaning the hefsek. That's what he says.
So when he says Lashon Kedusha, what is Lashon Kedusha referring to? Guys, help me out here. Is it referring to Asher Kedushan, or referring that the content of the bracha is Kedusha? What do you think?
I think Asher Kedushan.
What do you think, Daniel? Eli, what do you say? Shimon? Nachum, what do you tell me? Aryeh? Yaakov, seriously, what does it mean here? What does it mean to have that Kedusha? Came in the Lashon Kedusha. Kedusha Yom. Which bracha? Which Asher Kidshanu or the notion of marriage? I
also
want to know, so mean the content of the bracha? You mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's content of the bracha.
I think it's the content of the bracha too. It doesn't mean Asher Kidshanu.
If it was Asher Kidshanu, then why would he specifically?
Every Asher Kidshanu, every bracha has Asher
Kidshanu. Why would he specifically be Kiddush to you?
Because that has
right. Okay. Shimon's saying good.
Right, so then you'd ask the same thing.
No, but what's Shimon saying good as? How does Rashi Al-Torah define Kedoshim to you? Rashi Al-Torah parts Kedoshim. How does Rashi say it? Tifros min arayis. The content of the bracha is referencing Kedoshim. That you're marrying a specific woman, you're not promiscuous behavior.
But a Kiddush is not referencing arayis.
Kedoshim to Kedoshim means parish min arayis. Yeah, that's how Rashi defines it.
Kiddush Hayom is...
Kiddush.
Yeah, I'm saying Kiddush on Shabbos.
I understand, but the Lashon Kiddush, that's what I'm saying, it's a very loose connection. Since Kiddush has a Lashon Kedusha, and it has a bracha of a psich and a sima, Kiddush also has a Lashon, but the content is Kiddusha too, and therefore has to carry with it a bracha of a psich and a sima. That's what I think Rashi means. Now, it's difficult. I think that's what Rashi means, but it's very difficult. So I saw, get it down in the Tosis Rid here, that's on the Daf, and the Ritva, they say the same thing. So for midi davi akedusha dava perishem marich ba dvarav sarach hasim v'chein kach halachet. You get out your calculator. There's a lot of words. Kiddush, there's a lot of words. Marich ba dvarav sarach hasim. And the Ritva says the same thing. The Ritva says the same thing here. He says there's a lot of words to it. That's what I think Rashi means. Exactly like you said, Ezra. There's Kedusha to it. Just like in Kiddush, there's a double theme. So too, any bracha that has Kedusha in it has a double theme, also says a psich and a chasim. So we'll see in Taisha. But you hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying, guys? In other words, it's a bracha that its content is Kedusha, but it has double theme. So Kiddush Eli has Kedusha's content is Kedusha, it has double theme, it has a psich and a chesima. So too, this bracha will as well. That's what Rashi means. But they say it means a lot of words. Hesiyim means a lot of words. It means matbea aruch. That's what he wants to tanya. The Tosis Rid and the Ritva embellish Rashi saying that. It's a lush of Kedusha with a lot of words. Therefore, double themed. So, okay, that's what we're saying, Pshat is. Okay. All right, it's a Chiddush. It's a Chiddush. All right. Let's look at Tosis, guys. Look at Sai. Go ahead, Shimon. Man, the Lo Chasim. Go ahead. Oh, it's very succinct and terse. Go ahead. What's behind Nami in Arucha? This bracha is not so long either. Okay, I don't know. You get out of calculator, it's pretty long, no? Go ahead. It's not as long as Kiddush. I have it in the Siddur right here. It is long. Sure, you know, hit the bracha there, so it's not as long as Kiddush. So it seems like he's really getting out of calculator. Go ahead. It's hard to imagine he's getting out the calculator. No? Why can't you say like us that it means one theme? You know what I mean? It's not like Kiddush has two themes. This has one theme.
Right, maybe that's what he means.
I think that's what he means. Don't get out of calculator. It means there's a single theme. It's not double theme. Go ahead.
Man chasim mini da hava kiddusha, the chasim be mishum da arich.
So the other sheet will say it's a double theme. So it's a machlokas whether there's two themes or one theme. That's what you got to say. The machlokas in the Gemara is whether there's two themes or one theme. Now the Poshup Shad is there are two themes. No. See, so a lot of other things over there, no? Osnalan Sarai, Zidlan Sarusos. But Poshup Shad and Taisus is a machlokas whether there's two themes or one theme. No? It's Poshup Shad and the machlokas. Go ahead. He doesn't like it, so Baruch Hashem Mirim Mechavim. Rashi is very severe. Just because it's Lashon Kedusha and it's double themed, so Kiddush is your model, he doesn't like that. So what is the according to Tosas, has nothing to do with what? How does Tosas define Midi Dami Kedusha? Double themed, that's it. You don't look at Lashon Kedusha. Please get that down. Tosas Chablik and Rashi, not because it's Lashon Kedusha. Because it's double themed. It's nothing to do. Midi Dami Kedusha, Rashi learns Lashon Kedusha and double themed. Tosas just means it's double themed, that's all. It's a good model. So we said that the Tosis Rid and the Ritva say it's a combination. Double theme plus Lashon Kedusha. Okay. I don't know why Rashi had to still say that. You know, Lashon, why do you need Lashon Kedusha? Even if you have a brocha that's double theme without Lashon Kedusha, you should have it. Rashi says no. For some reason, you need two prerequisites. You need Lashon Kedusha and double theme. Why should that be? No. It's a pella to Rashi. Even with the embellishment of the Tosis Rid and the Ritva. What does it make a difference? Your Lashon Kedusha has to be double themed. Go ahead. You need two prerequisites. You should have one prerequisite. Go ahead. Excellent, Shimon. Sas kosher, a little bit of a kashi. Now this is a little tricky. He's a little bit bothered by it. Now, what's the difference? If you're not chosen with it, Birkas Erison, what's the difference between that and Birkas Atayra? The chasminim ba asher b'charbanu. What's the bracha of asher b'charbanu? Brachas yudal from the base. Right? It says Asher Bakabana Mikolim Naslana says a Tayraso. Brokata Hashem Nosin Atayr. Tos focusing on the Chasimah. He doesn't say the whole Brach, you know what I mean? That's why I'm saying it's a little tricky. He says, Mandalo, go ahead, read again. Mandalo Khasimba. Maishna Mibirchasatura de Khasminam
Ba Asher Bakabana.
You're not close for Asher Bakabana. And the Brach of Asher Bakabana is a Chasimah Brokata Hashem Nosin Atayr. You understand, Ali? Don't get tricked by it. He says, Chasmin, you're not close to the Shiva Karbana. That was the psych of the Bracha, Shiva Karbana. The Chasim is a Bracha Hashem Nosin Atayra. He's just calling the title the Bracha. You understand what I'm saying? Eli, when he says, Ksas Kosher, Magdalo Chasim, Bamashim, Bracha Hashem, the Chasminim, Bashiva Karbana. And the Bracha Shiva Karbana, we have a Chasima. But it's also short. Go ahead. Even though Birkas Erison is a double theme, and a Shiva Karbana has how many themes? How many themes do you think Shiva Karbana has? There's two themes. No? Or you could say really the reason why we're different is because of the Tater. Okay, but nonetheless, Poshup Shad is two themes. That's what it means, even though Birkas Erison is more Tveh. Go ahead. The Shema? Wow. He says maybe they didn't say a Chasima about Birkas Tater. So Daniel said to me, what's Shad in the Gemara? I don't know. You look up the Gemara Brachas, I showed him, Yud Aleph and Beis, they had a Chasima. Maybe they had a different Girsa in the Gemara. I don't know. Says Beferish, Yud Aleph and Beis and Brachas. No? Rav Amnuna said, Baruch Hashem Nosan Atayr. Nachum, you follow me? Baruch Hashem Nosan Atayr. So I guess this Tosha said a different gears from the Gemara. I don't know how you could say it. No? I don't know how you could say it. We got to look. I looked around a little bit, Lamaisa. How can you say? I guess he had a different gears from the Gemara. No? Mm-hmm. You say he didn't have a chasima? Lamaisa Meloya. He doesn't know one's more or anything, Lamaisa. Okay. Oh. So it comes out, Lamaisa, that Tysus doesn't like Rashi's. That just means double themed. So if it's double themed, Lamaisa, so he doesn't understand. According to the Shia, it's not chasim, but why would Birkas the Torah have it? So I guess what you'd have to say, what are you going to have to say to answer that kasha? That somehow it's all one thing. Oh, marriage. It might be different elements, but it's all one thing. Since it's all one thing, therefore you don't need a chasim. That's what I think you got to say. Whereas the Birkas HaTorah is two things. Or maybe it's all one thing and they didn't have a chasim. But that's the whole word of Tosfos. Double thing or single thing. That's what you got to say. Rashi Pella says Lashon and Kedusha plus double thing. You need the Lashon. Okay. Now, as I said, Poshup Shah. Birkas Eirusin is double themed or single themed? What do you think? Poshup's not double themed. I want to prove it to you, I think. You know, we have a famous klal in the poskim, let's get it down, called Sovik Brachas Lahakal. Yes? Why is that? Because the Rambam says if you transgress a bracha lavatal, you're over what? You're over lotisa. Taisa and Rosh Hashanah says the Rabbonim. But Sovik Brachas Lahakal is always based on that, the repercussions of the Rambam sheet. Yeah? Let me ask you, what is the nusach of the bracha? Everyone's been at a wedding. Who do we pass them like when the Rav is Masada Kedushin? Says, Berkri Agafin.
Sovik Brachas Lahakal is not based off of Sovik Derabonim?
It could be, but there's an added din, Daniel. It's based on the fact also because of Bracha Levatala would be a Diarisa. It's an added thing. Daniel's just saying most Brachas are Derabonim. You're right, but there's another reason. Another reason is Lotisa. You're absolutely right.
Then why would you repeat Asher Bacharon?
Because that's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Birkas HaTorah is a chiyuv d'oraisa.
Yeah, but you also have the...
I didn't understand, but chiyuv d'oraisa l'chumra is a psak, so it's not a levatolim. It's a psak. So if it's a psak, it's not a bracha levatolim. What's the bracha at a wedding, guys? How do we paskin? Now you guys tell me. Which shita? Do we have a chasim or not?
Yeah.
Yes. Bracha to Hashem l'kirim ha'chalom shikisham istavis. Yivan ala reyos. I can't do the nigga now because I'm not at a wedding. Okay, a little bit I got at the end. Okay? So we paskin as a chasimah. So we paskin as a chasimah. Well, I understand. Sovik brachas lahakal. You're saying an extra bracha with the chasimah. You hear the kasha? Why is our psak that you say? There were two shittas in the Gemara. So listen to this. Amar de Kavor of the Noda Behuda. Let's get it down. Zokta Noda Behuda. Noda Behuda in the Chuvis. In Ibn Ezra Simon Nun Vav. Madura Kama Ibn Ezra Simon Nun Vav. You know what he says? He says amazing. Okay? No, Simon is Madura Tinyana Simon Pei Aleph. Madura Tinyana Simon Pei Aleph. He says like this. He says, the first sheet in the Gemara, yes? The first sheet in the Gemara was who? Who was it? Shimon, Ravin, and Rabbah. You follow me? In other words, they didn't hear from Yehuda. They didn't hear from Yehuda that there's no chasima. They just, but they're learning, Reb Yehuda was Masada, the Birkas Harrison, and they heard, without the chasima. The fact that Reb Yehuda didn't say a chasima wasn't showing that he held that he didn't need a chasima. It's a davar pasha that it needs a chasim. He didn't need to say it. It's like during shir. I don't need to say the whole bracha. So even the first shita really held what? You follow me, Ezra? Even the first shita really held he had a chasima. And since Rav Acha testified that he heard Rav Yehuda say explicitly the chasim is pshita, that was the shita Rav Yehuda. The reason why the first shita didn't, he wasn't mentioned is because what? He was saying it in shir. There was no need for him to elucidate it. As you read the Gemara beautifully, Shimon, Ravin bar Ravada, Rabba Ravuna, Tarvavish made the review because he was saying it over in Shir. You didn't have to say the whole thing. It's Pashat there was a Chasima. So there's no Machlaikis in the Gemara. And it fits well with what we said from Tais. Of course it's double themed. And of course you need a Chasima.
So does it mean Mandel Chasim, Mandel Chasim?
It's good. You hear what Daniel's asking? Oh. It's a good heart. It's a good tekasha. It's a good tekasha. Daniel says from the Gemara, the Mashmo said, we're two shittas. In a Hanami, you could say that that's the Gemara's comment, but Mineo Bay within the Amoraim that said it over, they held there was no two shittas.
The Gemara was wrong.
No, it's a machloikis what it was. The Gemara held, they themselves, these Amoraim held, there was no two shittas. The Gemara held, Ravina Rav Ashi held, there was two shittas. So we're going like Mineo Bay according to the Amoraim that says, and the machloikis is the Gemara. Okay, but he's saying that that way, Lamais. Number two, what I could respond to you, number two is, okay, I hear what you're asking, but number two you could say is that the Gemara is saying theoretically, if in fact you held it as a shita, but it really wasn't a shita. If you held it was a shita, then it's midi to have akadushi. You follow me? That's might be a theoretical. Like we said from the Chassam Sofer, the real drasha was the ibum, right. Not the what? Not the amavia, amavis. Now the real drasha was not, ikra chasim in the same. So to hear, but it's a good horror. It's a good takashi. Very good. Excellent horror. Very beautiful. Okay, so we got this chiddush? Okay. Let's close with the following, since most of the guys are not here, and we're going to see that rush tomorrow, we got to see it inside, but I want to makdim it, okay? Well, I want to makdim it, and then we'll pick it up tomorrow with that rush. We had a long say with the Goz Ashri, we've seen it inside of Inavinik with the rush. The bottom line is, and I want to bring up, is Kedushin a mitzvah or not? Let's close with this, okay? We'll pick it up with that. Halacha l'maisa. Is Kedushin a mitzvah? Is a man mechuyev to get married or not? So the pashtus is that it's presented generally as a machlokes in the Ram and the Rosh. We're going to look closely tomorrow at Yishuv in the Rosh, in the Lashon HaRosh. And Rav Tursky Zatzal once wanted to say a chiddush that the Rosh never said this. But we're going to say in what the general approach is right now. Well, and sure, tomorrow we'll mention it specifically. What do you think the chiddush is, the Ram and the Rosh? Rambam says it's a mitzvah to get married. Kedushin is a mitzvah. It has nothing to do with Ravu. Mitzvah, bifnei, atzma.
The whole marriage or just Kedushin?
Kedushin is a mitzvah. Kedushin is a mitzvah. Let me read you the Rambam. The Rambam in Al Ishus Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph says, "I'm sorry, Perak Aleph Halacha Beis Lekuchen Eilu Mitzvahs Eshe Shel Teirah." I mean, you can't get any more explicit than that. No, Lekuchen Eilu Mitzvahs Eshe Shel Teirah. In the Koteris, what's the Koteris? You know, wherever he quotes in the beginning of a sefer. Lisa Yishuv Iksuva the Kedushin, describing the mitzvah. He says, "Ishtei mitzvahs, asay ishtei mitzvahs lo taset." Lisa Yishuv Iksuva the Kedushin. It's a mitzvah, He quotes in the Koteres. He quotes in the Halacha. Ram clearly writes the Kedushin as a sigma. That means you could have an 80-year-old man marries an 80-year-old woman. That's a mitzvah. Either can't have kids. Who cares? It's a mitzvah on its own. Generally, the way it's said over, and like I said, tomorrow we'll go through it inside to see if that's the case, or if Tursky Shlita wanted to say not that way, but generally what's assumed is that the Rosh held that it's not a mitzvah. The Rosh held that Kedushin is a hechitimsa laso pervu. And the truth is, he claims that you really could have kids without being married with a pilegish, which means a concubine. And the pashup shot of a pilegish, the definition of a pilegish is a woman without kedushin and ksuba. Pilegish, he proves it. So you really don't have to what? You really don't have to be married. Now, we don't do pilegish nowadays, Baruch Hashem, because it'd be a lot of promiscuous behavior. There's no doubt. But the Rosh claimed that Kedushin is not a mitzvah, it's a chitimsa du purvu, and he proves it from Pilegish. Now, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam is not bothered by Pilegish at all. The Rambam says, if you look at Hilchos Melachim, tomorrow I'll give you the exact maramakom, Pilegish is mutter, rak, lemelech. The Rosh assumes that a Pilegish is mutter even for a hedgehog. and therefore he has a raya. You follow what I'm saying? Okay. Now, lamaisa, what you have here is that kedusha is a mitzvah on its own. Pilegis is only mutter lamaisa. There's no raya. He says they can do the peruvu, and you can pilegis mutter even for a hedging. Now, tomorrow we're going to mention a third sheet of the Ramban and the Chuvis. There's a third sheet that the Ramban and the Chuvis, but we'll have to remember exactly what it says to get it explicitly. Ramban and the Chuvis, I think it's Kufi Gimel. Okay? The Ramban's a little bit of a pshara in the middle. But this is the Machlokes Rambam Rosh has generally said over to all the yeshivas in the world on the planet Earth. Is Kedushin the Mitzvah on its own, or is it a Hekitimsit for Purim? Rambam's raya, Rosh's raya is from Pilegis. Rambam says that's not a raya. Pilegis only mutter for a milk. Okay? And we don't accept Pilegis. We can't do Pilegis bismanaset. It's not right. It's promiscuous behavior. So I want to close with two gemaras I gave you, Lamaisa, and then we can't daven minchu. We don't have a minion. So we daven bismedrash later. I'll daven the shul later, bishim. And the guys who are here tell them to listen to the computer. They can't today. They don't have school. No college, no. So they can listen to the computer. You put it up, try to put it up right away. I appreciate it very much. The two Gemaras are based. Where the Rambam with Rai and Shas that Kedusha to Mitzvah? Mem Alpha, Mem Alpha, Kedusha. The Gemara says you can Mekadosh a woman through a Shliach for Kesef and Shtar. But what does it say? Mitzvah. Mitzvah. Underline it 40 times. Mitzvah Bo, Yoser, maybe Shlucho. What kind of mitzvah is there? You follow me? You know what it is? Mitzvah Yosher, maybe Shlu Cho. Shlu? Yeah, Cho. What kind of mitzvah is it?
Can't you say Hatcher Mitzvah Yosher Bone?
Okay, but the Poshup Shad is Gemara calls it a mitzvah. So the Rosh, the Ram's Raya is from that Gemara Kedusha, right there. What's the Rosh's Raya? There's a Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan has a line. Gemara Moi Cotton and David Chesum and Beis has a lotion where it says Beferish a line that Kedushin is not a mitzvah. What's it talking about? Cholomoy there. Can you Mekadosh a woman Cholomoy? Yes or no? Can you Mekadosh a woman Cholomoy? Yes or no? Yes. You cannot. You cannot do nisuin on moed. Nishtan daf ches in moed kot. Nisuin you can't do, because ain't marvin simcha besimcha. But you can mekadosh her. Why? Because someone else might what? Someone else might chaper. Shem yikad menu acher.
Even nowadays?
Yeah, I mean nowadays, strictly speaking, yeah. Strictly speaking, yeah. I mean, we don't usually, you know, practice that. Someone else shouldn't practice that way, but the Mishnah says, yeah, chesed and beis nisuin. But on chesed and beis, it has a line. I'll read it to you the lashon. Messiah le'inoshim noshim moed lomasulus lo amonus lo ben yavim nimsulus lo hala are shari hala are shari lo meboy kamer lo meboy laars the low covet mitzvah. It's mamish beferish el afil misanami the covet mitzvah sir. More writes black and white laars the low covet mitzvah. So let's get that down. Aris, the law covered mitzvah. So Lamaisa, that's the Gemara Moed Katan. So the Rosh can hang his hat on the Gemara Moed Katan. So each of the Rambam and the Rosh have what? Have these shittas, Lamaisa, bless you, regarding this din. They have Makoros and Shas as to whether the Kedusha itself is a distinct mitzvah or not. Okay, proud of you guys for being here. Yashar Koach. Everyone have a wonderful day. And we'll pick it up tomorrow. We got a lot to see with the Rosh, that Ron. Yes.
Another ride for the Rosh.
Thank you very much, Eddie.
Thank you. Thank you. Shkoyev, guys.
Does it have to be Pilegish? Can it also be a